Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You're so insecure and you always do this. Honey, I'm always doing this because you're always being an idiot. How about that? Hi, angels. Welcome to my channel. Welcome back to my channel for all my returning subscribers. New backdrop. Are we liking it? Are we feeling it? New hair. How are we feeling about that situation? Just new, honey, okay? I feel like a total YouTuber now because I have like my blurred background and I got my new camera, which if you follow me on Instagram, which you totally should, it'll be right here. You would know that I did purchase a new camera. This is a Sony X6400. Absolutely in love with it. So as you guys see from this title, we are going to talk about manipulative men. So I did do some research on this topic. I will link the websites that I got my research from. And additionally, the tips that I will be giving and just a lot of the things that I will be discussing can honestly pertain to any sort of individual. But of course, for the sake of this video, I'm going to relate it to men and relationships. Also, before we dive right in, do not forget to subscribe to this channel. We have a goal of 100K and we are so close. I've been like literally going crazy trying to figure out my merch stuff. And I know that I'm on such a tight time constraint. And at the same time, I really want to produce really good quality for you guys. So all of that stuff is still in the works. With that being said, let's get into this video. So let's start out with the definition of manipulation. So manipulation is, according to Google, skillfully handling or controlling or using something or someone. The person knows how to twist words, you know, twist your emotions, alter your emotions, and manage the situation to get their desired outcome. So I'm sure that there are plenty of people in life who have experienced people like this. It may not have been in a relationship, but you've experienced someone that was like this. So it's important to identify the targets. What type of people attract manipulative people? The types of people that manipulative men sort of target or prey are low self-esteem Sallys, no boundaries Becca, pick me Patties, and desperate Debras. What are ways that you can be manipulated? How do you know if you're being manipulated? Well, for one, if you feel like you are constantly being criticized and your partner constantly makes you feel inadequate, you are being manipulated. If you get into an argument and he's giving you the silent treatment, you are being manipulated. What happens when someone gives you the silent treatment? You go stir crazy. You start thinking of every different scenario and you start making assumptions because there's no discussion, there's no dialogue that is happening that can reassure or bring clarity to your thoughts. That is actually a huge, huge, huge form of manipulation, the silent treatment. And guys really do this a lot. Even when it's something as simple as, you know, ghosting you, that's a form of manipulation sometimes because it sort of trains you to not get used to hearing from him certain times. You always having to reach out to see how he's doing and check in with him to see if he remembers the date that he set for you. Manipulation. using their, you know, profession or their education to delay you, you know, finding out the truth or making you feel like they are always the one that is right. What do I mean by this? So let's say you get into an argument with someone, and let's say, for instance, you're dating a lawyer. Lawyers are the best liars, even though I love them. I'm a lawyer. I've been a lawyer for X amount of years, and I know what I'm talking about. And you know what? Typically, people that do what you just did are not to be trusted, and XXX. They sort of use their, you know, title to reign over you and make it seem like they are the ones that's right. And essentially what happens is you cower down and you sort of silently agree to what it is that they're saying because, well, they probably do know what they're talking about because that is what they do, and they do know when people lie, and they do know body language and XXX. I don't think so. Manipulation. Demonizing your reactions. Oh, yeah, major one. Just saying. Why? Because here's why. Anytime someone that's manipulating you doesn't want you to express yourself or wants to control the situation, because that's what they want to do, they're going to make you feel like you're the bad one for reacting the way that you did to whatever the situation was. Okay? They're going to flip the script on you because you don't agree with their inappropriate actions. What do I mean by that? Hey, babe, I was just wondering why you like this girl's picture on Instagram. I kind of thought that we, like, agreed that kind of doing the social media stuff is not something that we were going to do because it kind of makes me feel a little, like, embarrassed that my boyfriend is liking girls' photos and commenting, saying, I'd love to tap that on Instagram. It just makes me feel, like, a little insecure, and it just embarrasses me because you are my boyfriend. And here he goes, you are so insecure. Like, it's just Instagram. I can't believe that you're seriously talking to me about a comment I wrote to a girl. First of all, I don't even know her. See, it'll be one thing if I actually knew her. I don't even know her, and she looks nice. Look, she has mad guys commenting on her photos. Like, why do you care? Like, obviously, I'm with you. I'm your boyfriend. Demonizing you, making you feel like the way that you feel is not accounted for. The way you feel isn't validated because, well, he doesn't know that girl. And who's to say that he's not trying to get to know that girl? Hello? Right. Pity. Oh, major key. Pity, yes. One of the greatest forms of manipulation is using pity. Because getting pity out of anyone, essentially, is going to guilt trip people so they feel bad for you. And they're more likely to do what you say and hear you out and let whatever nonsense you want slip right on by because, well, they feel bad for you. What do I mean by that? I just kind of feel like when we were at, you know, the get-together that you weren't really hanging out with me at all. You were just kind of like doing your own thing. And like, I don't know everybody there. And I kind of felt a little alone. And I understand that you know everybody, but I just didn't really feel included. Babe, I'm really sorry that, you know, you didn't feel included, but what do you expect me to do? Like, these are all the people that, like, I grew up around. And like, I'm sorry that I wasn't holding your hand the entire time. Like, I did introduce you to some people. Like, you know, I wouldn't do that to you. Like, you know, I'm not like that. It's just that I got caught up. Like, I'm sorry. Like, plus I seen like one of my homegirls from high school and I don't know, like, we just started talking. Like, come on. Like, if you really know me, like, you know, like, I wouldn't do something like that. Like, come on. Like, I'm not like that. Like, kind of playing on your emotions so that you think they're hoping that you're gonna think, okay, well, I do know him. I mean, I don't think anyone normally would kind of invite me somewhere and then literally drop me off and not even associate with me at all and leave me alone. So I kind of feel bad now for kind of yelling at him, because I guess it does get overwhelming when you're hanging out with like a ton of people you haven't seen in a long time and you just literally leave me there. No, sweetie, if you're bothered by the fact that he left you alone, I'm pretty much guaranteeing that he left you alone for so long that it became uncomfortable. Obviously, we're all adults here. It's not a big deal if he's going to leave you alone for a couple minutes, maybe, you know, to go say hi to someone, but he should be introducing you to them. You guys are in a relationship, and the reason why you're feeling the way that you're feeling is because something felt wrong. So what actually ties into that is also playing ignorant, okay? Minimizing their actions so that you stick around. Nothing they ever do is a big deal, but let you do it. Let you do it. I can't believe you would do something like that. What do you mean? You do dumb things all the time. You can dish it out, but you can't take it back. Okay? People that always want to downplay what it is that they're doing so that you kind of feel stupid and you kind of feel like you're overreacting on what the offense was. You know, what do I mean by that? This is a scenario. Let's say you were going to surprise him and leave something cute like in his mailbox or whatever the case is. You drive by his house, you see another car parked in the driveway. Hold on, skirt, skirt, what's happening here? You are just in your head thinking, there's no way like that has to be one of his like guy friend's cars. So you drive by his house and you see a car parked in the driveway. You were gonna do a little, you know, surprise, hi babe, how are you? I'm here, like, what's up? And you get out the car because you don't know whose car this is, and this is your man's house, what's good? And you knock on the door, knock, 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 who's there? And he wants to open the door halfway, talking about, what are you doing here? Like, what am I doing here? Checking in, are you well? Just seeing how you're doing. I noticed there's an extra car in your driveway and it's not mine, so why are you not letting me in? It's just one of my homegirls from high school. Like, we haven't talked in a long time, and like, she just wanted to stop by and like, you know, and like, just like catch up. So why is your friend in your house alone? You didn't think to kind of mention that to me? Like, I've never seen this girl in my life, never knew this was one of your homegirls. This is all new news to me. Like, why am I just finding out about this? Yo, calm down. Like, you're just, like, right now, you're just being, like, a little extra. Like, we're literally just friends. Like, she just stopped by, like, to say hi. Like, I didn't even think to mention anything to you because it's not even like that. Oh, right, because if it was like that, you would just freely tell me. I get it. No, he's literally playing ignorant because he wants you to feel like, me? I would be this bold cheating on you in broad daylight when I know you can come and visit my house? Yes, I actually do think that you would do something like that, you idiot. Okay? Because guys do things all the time. What is the best way to hide something? In plain eyesight. That is the best way to hide something because it's so unfathomable. It's like there's no way that could be happening. And that's how guys get you, because they do bold and brazen things, and then they convince you or they unconvince you that what you saw wasn't true and what you saw couldn't be what you possibly think it is, because why would he do anything like that? He would have to be a real idiot to do something like that to you. No, you're just sorry that you got caught, okay? He wants to minimize his actions and play ignorant, like he has no idea what this could be. You're tripping, they're just friends. Yes, because let one of my guy friends come over and you drive by my house and I'm not letting you in my house because one of my guy friends is inside and the conversation we're having is just so important that you can't be a part of it. Stop. Let's talk about making rude or, let's say, mean remarks and disguising it in the name of humor. So this is really important. Why? Because it sort of stores in your subconscious. And whenever you guys are in an argument, or let's say you're in a situation where you feel like intimidated, you're someone that's easily intimidated by other beautiful girls, whatever the situation may be, what he says now becomes your inner voice. So now the joke he made about how big your nose is, you're thinking about that because he's talking to the waitress and it seems like he's flirting with her and she has a nose that you actually like. Or he always makes fun of your bottom crooked tooth and you're very self-conscious about that and, you know, that girl over there has, you know, straight teeth. You know, it's very important that you pay attention to things like that in relationships and in friendships, because there is always some sort of truth to those little sly remarks. There's always some sort of underlying truth where someone is constantly attacking your physical appearance or playing on your weaknesses because they know that it's going to get to you inevitably, but to remove any responsibility or accountability for what they say, they make it seem like it's a joke. No. Manipulation. Another way you know that you're being manipulated is, let's say that something happened and you kind of are bracing yourself to bring it up and your boyfriend is acting unapproachable. So now you, on top of feeling nervous about bringing up whatever it is that you want to mention, you feel uncomfortable now because he's acting just weird and distant, and you don't know if it's a good time because you don't want him to be upset at you for what he offended you by, and you just don't know how to approach the situation or if you even should at this point because, well, he's already acting upset. Oh, manipulation. Because here's why. If somebody is already acting unapproachable, when they know exactly what it is that took place that offended you, the easiest way to get you off their back and to kind of roll over that situation and ignore it is to make it seem like you can't say anything at all. Now, I'm sure this happens to a lot of us, right? Think about a situation, ladies, where you have been talking to a guy and something has offended you, but there's like this sort of unspoken, you know, energy where he sort of makes you feel like you can't bring up exactly what it is that you want to say. Because if you do, you'll be crazy. If you do, you'll be annoying. If you do, you'll be insecure. If you do, they'll stop talking to you. They'll give you the silent treatment. Those are manipulation tactics. If you don't feel comfortable enough to have dialogue and be able to express yourself and how you feel, okay, with someone that you are with, then we have a problem, and it's not in Houston. And of course, last but not even least, lying and gaslighting. And these really essentially go hand in hand. What gaslighting does is it makes you sort of go, you know, stir crazy. Where something will happen, a situation will occur, and this guy will literally try to tell you that you're overreacting or it wasn't what you thought it was and you're so insecure and you always do this. Honey, I'm always doing this because you're always being an idiot. How about that? How about it? I'm just saying, because this is where things get dangerous, okay? Where you ignore the things and you let someone dictate to you how to feel about how they offended you. How does that work? What is happening here? Stop. Understand this. Manipulators do these things because they want you to doubt yourself. They want to make it easy for them to manipulate and alter your perception, your intuition of any event that occurs. This way, anything they say, you will believe. Even against your own self. They are single-handedly isolating you from yourself, trusting you and betraying yourself essentially so that they can fill in every gap, every crevice, so that you won't ever feel comfortable questioning anything that they do and you will just sit in your head, right? Because that's what all people manipulative situations do. You sit in your head and you go back and forth between what happened versus what you think happened versus what really happened versus what he said happened. And whoa, next thing you know, you are just frazzled and you don't know what to believe. You can no longer differentiate the truth and respect your feelings versus what this person is saying. Ouch. And essentially, by them manipulating your mind, it enables them to stay the same. They do not need to change their behavior. They don't have to take responsibility for anything you get offended by. And because you believe their, you know, opinions and their thoughts over anyone else, you never trust yourself, nor do you reach out for other people's opinions because, well, why would you need it if you're always wrong and he's always right? You have to understand your basic rights, okay? You have the right to be treated with respect. You have to first of all identify that you are capable of being treated with respect. You deserve to be treated with respect. You have the right to disagree and say no without feeling guilty for that. You have the right to express your feelings without walking on eggshells. So you have to ask yourself in your relationship, am I being respected? Does this relationship make me feel good? Do I feel like I can express myself freely without feeling like I have to really be meticulous and alter how I'm bringing this offense to his knowledge because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how he's going to react. Do I feel like there is reciprocity? Am I giving, that's what this means, am I giving and getting equally? Is there reciprocity? And, you know, a lot of the times, you know, even in my consults, I see a lot of girls, you know, express to me, I always attract relationships like this where guys are always taking advantage of me and I want to do better. And it's just like the way that they speak of themselves is just so sorry. Like they're just so sorry. And I could tell that in how they speak that they have been just so emotionally, you know, destroyed and just beaten down to where they speak with such little confidence that their self-talk to themselves is so negative. And they accept and tolerate so much nonsense because partially they believe that, well, that's the best that I can do. When you accept someone that manipulates you in all the areas that I've mentioned, it boils down to the psychology of you feeling hungry for attention and also adoration. Because you may have not received it growing up, and this person that you're with makes you feel seen, right? We like to be around people that make us feel like we can be our true, authentic selves. No matter how weird or quirky that may be, when a person lets us be whoever we are and we don't feel like we have to hide behind any sort of mask or they are accepting of a version of ourselves that we don't show to anyone else, then you sort of feel like you owe them something in return. Thank you for letting me be me. And you feel like you want to constantly show your gratitude for them sticking around and accepting you as you are, despite your reservations. Because a lot of the times you guys don't realize that, one, it's a big step that some of you reach out to me in the beginning because you know that something's wrong. But also, if things were right, you wouldn't be reaching out to me. I will just probably be just a form of entertainment for you, which that's fine too. But a lot of you that reach out to me that have these issues and these problems, when it comes to any form of abuse, the line is drawn, you gotta leave. And it's way easier said than done, of course, but the only way out is just through. You gotta do what you gotta do. Do what you have to do so you can do what you want to do. That's one of my favorite quotes. And if you are tired of feeling manipulated and less than, and but you're telling me that you're so attached to this person and you can't do better and you want to leave him, but you can't, Look at how you're talking to yourself. You're constantly reassuring yourself of whatever it is that you just said. If you say you can't, you can't. If you think it's not going to get better than him, it won't. And that will enable you to continue down the path that you're on and not take action towards letting him go. So you avoid manipulative men, people, by saying no. Okay? No is your boundary. If something makes you uncomfortable, you express that. Pay attention to people around you, men around you, relationships that you're in where you don't feel comfortable to simply say no. I don't like what you just said. I don't feel like I need to show how much I love you by running to the store at 12 midnight and getting you your favorite, you know, cookie mix because otherwise I really don't love you. I don't feel like I should accept the fact that you want to date so many people while still having me because, well, I just know how you are, but it doesn't mean that you don't care about me. No, I don't accept that. And then the ultimatum now becomes either they rise to the occasion, like I always say, or you leave because they're not willing to change. And you have to understand when you were in a situation where things will not change. Your only choice is to walk away. You have to understand that. So, with that being said, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I'm absolutely obsessed with this background, guys. Like, I'm so hyped. Like, it's just like a YouTuber thing where you always kind of want that blurred background. And it just makes you feel like that girl. My beautiful angels, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I'll see you guys in my next video. Mwah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.